New Country Z100 and good morning, Kent and the Country Morning Show, welcoming the love of my life, the beautiful Nurse Joy, to the airwaves today for the Bachelorette update. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
Hey, the Bachelorette really got some things heated up last night. And we were in Geneva, Switzerland, of all places, with six of the guys. How do you think it's going for Rachel right now? Honestly, Joy.
I think it's going well. I think that she is really, you know, getting a connection with a lot of the men.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there are some, obviously, that she's got a stronger connection with than the others.
Well, she had six guys to start with last night. She whittled them down to four, if I can use the word whittle again. And who got the first one-on-one date?
Brian was the first one to get the one-on-one date, which all the guys were upset about.
Okay.
She's already had a one-on-one, I believe, like not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they were a little upset about that.
Do you think the connection with Brian is as strong as it is with Peter?
I do. I almost think that her connection with Brian is better in her eyes.
Yeah.
I feel like Brian may be a little bit of a player. And I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Because he seems genuine, you know, when they're talking. But Dean, you know, made mention that Brian is a 37 or 38-year-old bachelor living in Miami. Never really been in serious relationship, so it makes you wonder kind of what he's been doing all this time.
In Miami Beach, Florida, 37 years old for Brian, maybe he's living the bachelor lifestyle.
Exactly.
You know what else always perplexes me about these shows, babe, is whenever they go on the one-on-one dates, they end up having a fancy dinner somewhere, but we never see them eating dinner. Do we ever see them eating dinner on the show?
They don't. They don't really record. I think maybe a couple times I've seen it.
Yeah.
But it is odd. They don't. I guess maybe it's not very attractive to see people eat.
Well, I want to see them take down a T-bone or something like this in this fancy restaurant that they go to. But I digress. You know, we got to have the convo, the conversation. So it was Brian. Then was it Peter? I don't know the lineup here.
Dean came next on his one-on-one. And that was just really awkward because she was trying to get more from him about like how he feels about her and what he's looking for and, you know, where he sees himself in 10 years. Where does she see herself? Like, she's wanting him to ask her things and get more from him. And all she's getting is really weird questions and laughing. Like, he laughs all the time. I think when he's nervous, you know, he laughs. He's a nervous laugher.
Well,
so,
yeah.
You know, she's like, well, ask me some stuff. And he's like, what's your favorite dinosaur? What's your, like, just really random, stupid questions.
Uh-huh. Then we get to the crucible. The three-on-one date. Only one rose and three guys. It's almost like, why not have a steel cage match to fight over the rose? And so it was Eric, it was Matt, and it was
Adam.
I thought they were very civil, though. I thought they were fine and dandy with it. And she obviously went with Eric on the three-on-one.
Yeah, she did. She ended up sending Matt home first, which I think Matt's a really nice guy. I just don't think that he's the one for her. But then it came down to Adam and Eric, and she ended up sending Adam home, which I was glad because he was very, very overly confident. And I don't like that. I don't like that in a person.
Almost to the point of being cocky.
Exactly.
Right. That's always.
I'm curious to see how this town, you know, town home dates go because it looks like it's going to be pretty rough.
Yes, it does. Previews were very interesting, and apparently one guy's dad is a hippie or some kind of, I don't know, transcendental meditationist. It just looks really awkward. So that's coming up next week on the second most unrealistic reality show on television, ABC's The Bachelorette. As always, Nurse Joy, I appreciate your input today, and you're saying Peter all the way.
I'm saying Peter all the way.
Look at this. That's it right there. If you got any odds in Vegas, you better put it on Peter, as he's going to take Rachel's heart and run with it right there. Joy, love of my life, you just have a wonderful day, and I love you very much.
I love you, too.
Well, that's what she said from the beginning, is Peter's the man. We're going to see what happens here on the second most unrealistic reality show on TV. You never see them eat the food. They bring the food to the day. They just sit there and talk and make Google eyes each other. We'll see what happens there next week. Good morning. Brothers Osborne now. Kent the Country at Z100.